Europe's first automated bicycle hub designed for children with a disability is now in place along the Greenway in County Mayo. Built at a cost of €33,000, the hub, with a shelter, has three different disability cycles that are specifically designed for children with mobility issues. Each bike is fitted with the latest tracking technology. The hub was developed by the children's charity Variety Ireland. Kevin O'Brien of Variety Ireland is on the line. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well this morning. And this is a good news morning for children with a disability who want to get out there on the Greenway. So tell us about the hub and the bicycles and the access that it's going to give.
Well, thanks very much. The hub all started as a spin-off from our Recycle Mobility Programme, which supplies special mobility trikes for children with disabilities across the island of Ireland. Championed by Minister Anne Rabbitt, she came with us a name at the Eamon Ryan, also was involved at the very beginning as well. But the hub itself is designed, and again, the cost of the hub, the £33,000, it's not actually the hub itself where the actual cost, the main cost is, mm-hmm. It's the technology, and quite rightly so. It's the technology of the cost of the bikes and the apps and the insurance that obviously brings us all together. And we work closely with our partners at Commotion to mm-hmm. make this happen. So, but basically, the bike means that people can hire the bike from an app. They can go online, hire it on bike. So when they're travelling to the area, that the bike is there ready for them instead of obviously turning up and being disappointed there's no bike.
And how do the bikes differ from the ordinary bikes that we see in these hubs all the time?
Yeah, these bikes differ. They're three-wheel bikes. They're very expensive. Obviously, there's cheaper options out there, but we had to, because the bikes are going to be on the Greenway and they're going to be used by multiple users, we had to go for a very expensive bike that can stand the wear and tear of the Greenway. And these bikes are specially designed for children with disabilities. Now, it doesn't cover the whole spectrum, but we do basically, it covers for children with probably 80% who have a disability, for autism, for people with Down syndrome, etc. So it means that they can go with their family and ride the ride the Greenway, on a bike that's designed and safe for them. That's very important. They're a three-wheel bike. Each one has three wheels.
And where is the hub located along the Greenway now? Where can people pick them up?
Yeah, people can go into, it's at the back, fair play to Dermot and the guys at Mulrani Park and Mayo County Council as well. We liaise with them to put this in place as well. So people can go to the back of Mulrani Hotel at the entrance of the Greenway, and that's where the hub is actually on the Greenway, and it's beside Seabreeze Bike Hire. So people who are hiring trikes can hire traditional bikes and cycle as a family unit along the Greenway.
And a lot of people will be familiar with the Mayo Greenway. It was among the first of the greenways to be developed. So you go to Mulrani, you pick up your bike and you can head off. How much does it cost?
It costs €5 an hour. And like the €5 an hour, 100% of that goes into the maintenance. I mean, this insurance, the technology of the app and the bikes itself. So 100% of that is put back into the bike, maintaining that we can maintain them bikes on the Greenway, because it's not a cheap option every year. So every penny that we use and we get from that bike goes back into that specific hub itself.
How many bikes will you have?
We've got three there, ranging from 5 years up to 18 years. So it's from anything from 5 to 18 years onwards, upwards, you know.
And as greenways are being developed now right around the country, is this development something that you're going to emulate elsewhere around the country? Is Mayo, if you like, the pilot, the start?
Mayo was the pilot, and I'm glad to announce that we were in talks with Minister Rabbitt last week, and she's announced the second one. I'm going to announce later on. The second one is going into Port Tumna in County Galway. But we also, in 2025, our target is to roll out 8 of these hubs, liaise with different cycling hire companies around the country as well. And they're going to range from anywhere from Waterford to Tip to Athlone down to Cork. So we're going to kick off with 8, because it's great where people can actually pre-book these bikes, turn up, and the bikes are actually ready for them. So there's no disappointment for the children with disabilities. They don't deserve to be disappointed. So, we'll make sure that we do our best to make sure that they're catered for.
All right. 365 days of the year can be booked online or through the app, and it's up and running. Is it from today?
From yesterday. We actually tracked yesterday. We launched on Saturday with Minister Jack Chambers and our Minister Kaleri. They came down and launched the track, because it's very important to say that Minister Chambers secured, when at his time at Department of Transport, he secured the funding for this, for the very first one. Very good guy. And look, the they're great. I mean, the government have been very good to us.
Three bikes for hire in Mayo. Kevin O'Brien of Variety Ireland, thank you very much.